to the movie theater now with two new films that could have been just police procedurals, but aren't, thanks to their directors. Critic Bob Mondello says Bill Condon's Mr. Holmes is a mystery of memory, while Woody Allen's Irrational Man takes the form of a romance.
If neurotics are Woody Allen's area of expertise, then the visiting professor who arrives at a small New England college in Irrational Man is an ideal title character. Abe, played by Joaquin Phoenix, is depressed, alcoholic, sexually dysfunctional. He's a sad sack intellectual stuck in a well-worn rut, which for some reason makes him catnip for a hot-to-trot academic colleague played by Parker Posey.
I can't write because I can't breathe.
What would get you breathing again?
The will to breathe. Mm. Inspiration.
You need a muse.
I've never needed a muse before.
I hope you're not going to send me back out into the rain without sleeping with me.
I'm trying to write.
You're blocked. I'm going to unblock you. Or are you becoming infatuated with that student you spend so much time with?
Actually, Abe's keeping that relationship platonic. Student Emma Stone is acing his class in ethical strategies and also joining him for long philosophical chats about existentialism at a diner, which is where they are when she overhears a conversation in the next booth.
Are you aware of what's going on in this table?
He moves around to her side to listen and gains a sense of purpose.
It was at this moment that my life came together.
I shouldn't elaborate on what he's overheard, except to say it moves him to take action that I also shouldn't elaborate on. Action that has a bonus.
Christ, you were like a caveman.
But that would likely distress his ethical strategies students. Woody Allen's writing is as sharp as his leading character's morality is fuzzy, and if the director is revisiting territory from Crimes and Misdemeanors, he's working some decently amusing variations here. Variations set to the Ramsey Lewis trio and to a Hitchcockian vibe. Purists may complain about lapses in logic, but then with a title like Irrational Man, you could say they've been forewarned. Lapses in logic would not be appropriate in Mr. Holmes, the story of an aging Sherlock, played by Ian McKellen. It's lapses in memory that plague him, now in his 90s, living in a country house with beehives, a housekeeper, and her precocious son, and remembering his glory days.
Watson had married, and I was alone. In fact, it was on the very day he left Baker Street that the case, which was to be my last, began to unfold.
Unfold in ways that the master detective can no longer call to mind, much to his distress. Also to his distress, though he doesn't let on, the housekeeper and her son may be moving on.
Now, Roger's been a help to you. He's a good boy. He's always been clever. His dad and I weren't the sort to know the things a boy like Roger takes interest in.
Exceptional children are often the product of unremarkable parents.
Holmes is ever the essence of tact.
I've got a sister. She lives in Portsmouth. A couple of her acquaintances are opening a private hotel there. Say they're willing to take Roger and me on.
You have a sister? Never would have thought it.
And that's the problem. His powers of deduction are fading as quickly as his memory, leaving him haunted by the feeling that he got something wrong that still needs to be put right, as he confides to 10-year-old Roger.
The case was my last, and it was why I left the profession, came down here, retired to my bees. So, I decided to get it right before I die.
You're not going to die.
I'm 93.
I had a great uncle who lived to be 102.
Well, then, that seals my fate. What are the odds that you would know two men who would live that long?
Well, I didn't actually know him.
Director Bill Condon won an Oscar when he last worked with McKellen on Gods and Monsters, also the tale of an elderly celeb and a young protege. Here, the director navigates gracefully among plot threads and time periods, as does his star, who looks unnervingly enfeebled in the film's present, but vigorous in flashbacks to post-war London and a blackened, blistered Hiroshima. Co-screenwriter Mitch Cullen had a hand in adapting his own novel, A Slight Trick of the Mind, and found a new way for Holmes to learn the limits of logic and the value of fiction. That means even those who've read the book can be startled by what happens in Mr. Holmes while they're being moved by McKellen in a role he's come to late, but with his customary elegance. I'm Bob Mondello.